Every day I cry my son. Every day. Every day. Right now he would have been 14. You know, taking care of me, looking out for his mom, like how he used to always say. And now he's not here.
It's been 2 years since Masika Bermudez lost her only son, Jaheim Herrera, to suicide. But the heart-wrenching emotions are still raw, as if he died yesterday.
It was like a bad dream, you know, to you have your son there right after school. Then in a blink of an eye, he's not there anymore. The last thing I could remember about my son was a big smile on his face. When I was looking through his report card, and then to see him lifeless afterwards, that's the last image I have of my son every time I close my eyes.
Jaheim was just 11 years old when she found him hanged in a closet in their Decatur apartment in April of 2009. She says he was bullied to death.
He got bullied in school. He'd been taunted, he'd been teased, he'd been called gay. And that really bothered him because he used to tell me about it, that he's not gay, why they keep calling him gay. And, you know, it caused a lot of symptoms. He'd been going through anxiety, depression. He didn't want to eat. He couldn't even sleep, you know, and it hurt him very bad.
Bermudez claims she went to Jaheim's school, Dunair Elementary, to get help for her son 7 or 8 times in the same school year that he died. But the problem persisted. DeKalb County Schools hired retired Fulton County Judge Thelma Moore to conduct an independent review of her claims. After a 30-day investigation, the judge concluded that Jaheim was not bullied at school and that Bermudez never reported any problems to administrators or teachers.
The response was there was no bullying, you know, and my response to that was there was bullying. There was bullying. My son used to tell me what used to happen to him. You know, there was bullying. He got choked in the restroom, and I can't let that go.
DeKalb County Schools representatives would not comment on the findings of their investigation. Department of Student Relations Director Quentin Fretwell instead would only comment about its system-wide bullying awareness campaign.
Whereby we bring awareness to the entire community. Bringing awareness not only to kids, not only training kids, training administrators and teachers and other employees and staff members, but also bringing awareness to the parents, bringing awareness to community leaders, bringing awareness to society in general, and saying we all have responsibility.
Bermudez and her friend Annette Davis Jackson say the school system's review is seriously flawed.
The disciplinary referrals, they don't even have a check mark that says bullying, so you can just document it as a classroom disturbance. And this is very key, because when Jaheim Herrera was suspended, it said classroom disturbance. It said classroom disturbance, only to find out that this was actually a choking in the bathroom. So his infraction was classroom disturbance. And no one chronicled it or documented it as bullying. So you have to look at DeKalb County and say, you know, you didn't really train your teachers and your administrators to properly document bullying.
This was for his baptism.
The start of the school year is extra hard for the family with Jaheim not around. Bermudez says she tries to be strong for her daughters. She says she takes solace in knowing that her son's story inspired state lawmakers 2 years ago to pass a law beefing up bullying policies at all Georgia schools, a policy that had not been updated since 1980. She hopes it will help other families, but she wishes the law recognized Jaheim.
The same way they have the Amber Alert, I think they should have named it Jaheim Herrera Anti-Bullying Act so people can know because of him it's been passed and it's been strengthened.
Jaheim's sister, Yada Lise, hopes it will help protect other kids. She says last year, a boy in her class repeatedly teased her about her brother's death. Her mom pressed charges. The boy's parents withdrew him from the school.
They picked on me about my brother's death and teased me about it and just, you know, stuff. But I ignored them and I told the teachers and stuff. And I think that's what all kids should do, not try to solve it themselves.
DeKalb's Assistant Director of Student Support Services, Jennifer Arion, agrees the law is a positive move.
Well, I think it puts the spotlight on behavior so that it is seen as a violation of human rights rather than as a rite of passage. We're having all faculty members and all students take anti or bullying awareness pledges, you know, where they're taking a stand against bullying.
Oh, you're so chubby.
Yeah, he was.
As they look through an album of Jaheim's baby photos, Bermuda says she and her friend Annette Jackson will continue to push for justice for her son. She insists that Team Jaheim will not back down without a fight.
There was bullying, and somebody have to be held accountable for what happened to my son. I can't let this go. It might be years from now, I gonna still push for justice. Regardless if he's not here physically, I feel my son next to me. He's not gonna rest. I feel it. He's not gonna rest until I get some justice.
Bermudez and Jackson say their point-by-point written response to the school system's review will be released soon. For the Southern Education Desk and the Juvenile Justice Information Exchange, I'm Chandra Thomas.